And this is 创世纪的复习啊。
This is a review for the book of Genesis.
我们去年上创世纪。
As we have learned this book last year.
出埃及记是接下来。
Now, we are studying the second book, the book of Exodus.
他说你要进到出埃及记之前啊，先把创世纪里面的一些重点还要再复习一下。
Therefore, before we study the book of Exodus.You must first be familiar with the book of Genesis.
创世纪后面呢、啊，大半段最主要就是神跟亚伯拉罕立约。
The later part, the second half of the book of Genesis, is mainly about the covenant between Abraham and the Lord.
这是神要实现他的救恩的第一步。
This is the first step for the Lord to complete His plan of salvation.
所以从万民当中啊，选了亚伯拉罕。
Among all nations, Abraham was chosen.
然后从亚伯拉罕祖孙当中要出救主。
And from the descendants of Abraham, a savior shall come.
所以罗马书里面说犹太人有什么长处
？In the book of Romans, the question, there was a question, what is good about the Jews?
保罗说啊，外邦人犯罪啊，犹太人他们虽然有律法，还是犯律法。
Apostle Paul said that the Gentiles sinned against God, and for the Jews, they also sinned against God.
他犹太人的长处在哪里
？What is so good about the Jews？
他这样，第一点呢、啊，就是把神的圣言留下。
The first point is that they have kept the complete laws of the Lord.
所以应许诸约啊，都是属他们的。
Therefore, all the promised laws and covenants belongs to them.
再来，第二个就是救主从他们出来。
Second, the Savior came out of the descendants of Jews.
所以救恩啊，一定会从犹太人出来。
Therefore, salvation came out from the Jews.
不过很可惜了，主耶稣来了以后啊，犹太人拒绝耶稣。
Unfortunately, after Jesus came, the Jews rejected him.
所以选民的错误，恩典才临到外邦人。
Because of their mistake, the plan of salvation came upon the Gentile.
我们本来是外邦人。
We were Gentile.
跟神所应许的诸约没有份的。
And we had no part in the plan of salvation.
我们称为未设割礼的。
We are the people without circumcision.
那我们虽然本来不是神的子民。
Although we were first not
the people of God. 但神拣选我们。
However, the Lord had chosen us.
让我们能够借着相信耶稣，受洗归入耶稣基督名下。
Through believing in Him and receive baptism, now we come under His name.
我们现在就成为属灵的亚伯拉罕祖孙。
Now we are the spiritual descendants for Abraham.
也是要按照应许来承受产业。
And we will inherit the possessions according to the covenant.
所以我们今天要得到的福气也是神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
Today, the blessing that we shall receive is also the promise that the Lord made to Abraham.
在创世纪十二章里面，神对亚伯拉罕三大应许。
In Genesis chapter 12, he mentioned three blessings from the Lord to Abraham.
第一个就是应许把迦南地赐给他们做产业。
The first promise is the promise of the land of Canaan.
啊，不错哈。十三章、十五章、十七章、二十六、二十八、三十五。应许第二个应许是让他的子孙繁多。
And the second promise is the multiply of his descendants.
第三个应许是万民要经过亚伯拉罕来得到亚伯拉罕的祖孙来得到福气。
The third promise is that all nations shall be blessed through the descendants of Abraham.
这个应许啊，一直都延续到新约时代。
That this promise, this covenant has lasted until the time of the New Testament.
有没有补充？有没有补充
？Anyone would like to supplement?
有没有？大概是这样啊、哦，不过还有一些呢。如果要详细写很多。
Of course, there are more references that we can put on the list.
有一个很重要的那个二十二章啊，二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22, verse 17 is one of the most important verse.
48章第十节跟21节
Chapter 48.
4节跟21节
Verse 4 and verse 21.
那最后就是50章的24节
And also chapter 50
24 verse 24 好很好啊这些经节啊我们希望常常去看我们会看到说神要应许的给我们的福分也是一样很多
We shall spend more time to read through all these verses, then we will realize how much blessing the Lord promised us.
神的应许不会落空。
The Lord's promise will never be in vain.
所以出埃及记啊，第一章里面就谈到说，以色列人呐，越破坏，他们人越多。
In Exodus chapter one, it mentioned that the more persecute, the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied.
所以神让他们极其强盛。
The Lord allowed Israel to be a strong nation.
这是要应验了第二个应许。
That's to fulfill the second promise.
那后来他们进到了迦南地啊。
After they entered the land of Canaan.
虽然在旷野走了40年。
They have wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
进到迦南地以后还要7年的征战。
After they entered into the land of Canaan, they battled for 7 years.
然后得到迦南地以后把它分给所有的支派。
After that, they seized the land and they distributed among the 12 tribes.
耶稣亚后来讲了一句话。
After that, Joshua said,
说你们看神的应许一句话都没有漏。
Joshua proclaimed,
全部实现了。
Joshua proclaimed that, look at the promise of the Lord. That all has been fulfilled.
400多年前讲的说要给他们得迦南地，但是后来全部实现。
That the promise was made 400 years ago, and 400 years later, they are all fulfilled.
一句没有漏空。
That the Lord's promise would never be in vain.
还要让亚伯拉罕的祖孙啊，让万民得到福气。
Also, through the descendants of Abraham, all nations shall be blessed.
从大卫的祖孙啊，出救主耶稣。
That the Savior came out from the descendants of David.
我们看路加福音第一章。
Please refer to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音一章。你看68节。
Luke chapter 1, verse
68. 68节。说主以色列的神也是应当称颂的，因为他眷顾他的百姓。 为他们施行拯救赎六十，在他的仆人大卫家中为我们兴起了拯救的脚。再过来看72节，向我们列祖施怜悯纪念他的圣约73节，就是他对我们祖宗亚伯拉罕所起的事。所以神向亚伯拉罕起誓立约啊。
That the Lord swear to Abraham and made a covenant.
说万民要因他的祖孙来得福气。
That all nations shall receive blessing through his descendants.
所以后来从大卫的家中啊，兴起了拯救的脚啊，就是耶稣基督降生了。
That he raised up a horn of salvation from the household of David.
啊，带给万民呐。 得到福气。That
he brought blessing to all nations.
所以我们昨天有读到加拉太书3章16节。As
we read in Galatians chapter 3 verse 16 yesterday.
说所应许的不是所有众祖孙啊，不是指着所有以色列人。That
the blessing is not referring to all the descendants of Israel.
只有那个祖孙，一个祖孙。It's
referring to one particular offspring.
就是耶稣基督。Who
is Jesus Christ?
那虽然犹太人现在他们智慧很聪明啊
，As we know that the Jews are very intelligent.
当然，他们中间也有很多很有能力、很有才干的人。
And many of them with high ability and high wisdom.
像爱因斯坦就是犹太人。Such
as Einstein.
像那个基辛格啊，上一次那个一个女的国务卿也是犹太人。
And and also their prime minister, the former prime minister, was also a Jew.
但他们对人类的贡献还是有限。
However, their contribution to human world is very limited.
真正能够让人得福气的就是耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ is the only source for all nations to receive blessing.
这是神对亚伯兰所应许的，要给所有世人带来福气的那位主事。
Now this particular offspring, the particular descendants that the Lord promised to Abraham.
所以这个都实现了。
All this has been fulfilled.
我们看回来出埃及记。现在我们要把出埃及记从头到尾做一个重点的把它看过去。
Now we are going to briefly look through all the important points in the book of Exodus.
中文叫做鸟看就是鸟飞在上面看下来就整个都看得清楚。
We call it a bird view.
我们就是把四十章整个的骨架把它看过去。
Now we're going to read through the structure of these 40 verses.
出埃及记总共四十章。
There are 40 chapters in the book of Exodus.
第一章里面谈到以色列人在埃及后来因为埃及王起来就迫害他们让他们受苦。
In chapter 1, he mentioned a new king came to power and he oppressed Israel.
苦难当中他们就求神了。
And in time of suffering, they cry out to the Lord.
结果第二章开始到第四章，神为他们预备救先摩西。
From chapter 2 to chapter 4, God prepared Moses to be their savior.
本来摩西出生的时候是法老王说要把婴孩把他勒死，把他丢到河里。
At time of the birth of Moses, King Pharaoh commanded the Egyptians.To kill all the male infants.
但是他虽然被丢在河里面，却被法老的女儿捡去。
Moses was tossed into the river. However, he was picked up by the daughter of Pharaoh.
玛利亚又跟他讲说：“你要不要一个奶妈？”
And Marianne, the sister of Moses, also asked the daughter of Pharaoh if she needs.
结果就把妈妈找来。
And she found her mother.
所以摩西又回到妈妈的身边。
Because of this, Moses was returned.
公然的可以抚育他，公开的抚养他。
That his mother was able to raise him.
教育他，还可以从法老女儿得工价。
And also educate him at the same time receive wage from the.
所以我们可以看到说神的那一种安排实在很奇妙。
From here, we see the wonderful arrangement of the Lord.
不但没有死，反而很公开自由的这样在神的恩典当中成长。
Not only Moses was not killed, that he was able to grow in the grace of the Lord.
后来摩西在王宫里面长大。
Moses later grew up in the palace.
受到王宫最好的教育。
And he was treated with the best education in the palace.
但是四十岁的时候就离开王宫。
At the age of 40, he left the palace.
就因为法老要抓他，所以他跑到旷野去。
Because because Pharaoh tried to seize him, therefore he ran to the.
经过了四十年八十岁的时候神呼召他。
After another 40 years, at age of 80, God called upon him again.
所以开始出来带领以色列百姓的工作。
And that's the beginning of his work.
出埃及记里面没有讲到说他的年龄。出埃及记没有谈到摩西的年龄。
Exodus never mentioned the age of Moses.
那我们怎么知道说他四十岁在王宫，四十岁以后到八十岁在旷野
？How do we know that for the first 40 years he lived in the palace, and the second 40 years he lived in the desert?
这从哪里来
？Where do we find such a reference?
这是在《使徒行传》第七章。
It was recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 7.
所以你们马上记起来学习时间自己看一看。
7.
对就是记载在《使徒行传》里面。 好，专辑
七章。
哦，对，他在那个7章7节啊。啊，对，他开始工作，但是那个《使徒行传》7章啊，就很清楚，他的几个阶段很清楚啊。
His whole life was recorded, his lifespan was recorded clearly in the Book of Acts.
所以希望你们从那个《使徒行传》7章里面啊，把那几个分段看清楚。
Therefore, at your spare time, please read through the Book of Acts, chapter 7.
那这个第三章跟第四章啊，出埃及记3章4章啊。就是神借着异象向他显现。
In Exodus chapter 3 and 4, God revealed to Moses through a vision.
他要呼召他出来带领以色列百姓去跟法老争执，要把他们带出来。
God called upon Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
结果摩西这个时候就一直推迟。
However, Moses tried to push away this responsibility.
当然他推迟有一些原因啊，所以我们以后 等一下再慢慢讲。
Of course, there are several reasons that he did not want to take on this duty.
因为他觉得自己不敢啊，40岁觉得还有办法，80岁说我不行。
At the age of 40, he felt that he can do everything. However, at the age of 80, he felt he was too weak.
那神给他很多的应许。
God made a lot of promises to him.
后来他还说啊，不要找我，你要找谁就找谁去吧。
To the end, he said to the Lord, "Do not ask me to do that. Find anyone else."
后来神就生气了。
And because of this, God was angry at him.
他就乖乖的去了。
And he went according to God's
plan. 他一去见法老。
When he went and met with Pharaoh,
他们就拒绝了。
Pharaoh rejected his request.
所以从第五章啊到11章
，from chapter 5 to chapter 11,
就是摩西跟法老王在争执，要把以色列带出来。
It's the battle between Moses and Pharaoh to lead the Israelites.
那法老一开始很刚硬啊，因为他是当时最强盛的一个国家的王啊。
Pharaoh was very stubborn in heart because he was the king for the strongest nation.
所以你看五章第二节
，Chapter 5:2。
五章二节，法老说啊，耶和华是谁，使我听他的话，容以色列人去呢？我不认识耶和华，也不容以色列人去。所以摩西说，我们的神叫我把以色列人带走。
And in chapter 5, Moses said to Pharaoh.My Lord asked me to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
那法老王说啊，现在已经我是最强盛国家的王了，我还要听谁
？Pharaoh replied, "I am the king for the most powerful nation. Who else shall I submit to?"
我不认识你们的神。
He said, "I do not know your
God." 我也不让你们出去。
And I would not let the Israelites go.
那所以。虽然看起来好像遭遇到一些挫折，他们又做苦工。
It seems like they ran into some obstacles that the Israel were put under more burden.
但是神就安慰摩西。
And here God comforted Moses.
我们看出埃及记7章第4节。
Exodus chapter 7.
出埃及记7章第4节。
Exodus chapter 7 verse 4.
说但法老啊，必不听你们，我要伸手重重地刑罚埃及。将我的军队以色列民从埃及地领出来。第五节
，Verse 5，
我伸手攻击埃及，将以色列人从他们中间领出来的时候，埃及人就知道我是耶和华了。本来神说，法老王说啊，你们的神是谁？我不知道了。
At first, Pharaoh said to Moses, "I do not know your God."
后来神对摩西说啊。他当然不知道啊。
And the Lord said to Moses, "Of course, Pharaoh did not know who I am."
所以我要在埃及当中啊，大行神迹。
I will stretch out my hand and perform great miracles in the land of Egypt.
我要伸手重重的刑罚埃及人。
I will stretch out my hand and punish the Egyptians severely.
啊，到那个时候他就知道我是谁了。
At that time, he shall know who I am.
所以我们有时候你说你不认识神，不听神啊，神给你重重的管教一下，你就乖乖听了。
Sometimes we feel we do not know who God is, and we do not have to listen to Him until He punishes.
所以我们最好不要像法老这么心刚硬啊。
We shall never learn from Pharaoh to be so hardened in heart.
一开始啊，摩西去行了两个神迹。
At first, Moses performed two miracles.
法老的行邪术的人也会行啊。
And those sorcerers of Pharaoh can perform the same miracle.
所以那可能他，法老王根本不放在心上。
Therefore, Pharaoh did not care about these miracles.
啊，所以后来神就借着摩西啊，一件一件的神迹一直显。
Through Moses, God performed one plague after the other.
一开始只是让他见识一下神的能力。
In the beginning, only to show Pharaoh the power of God.
但是再来就是一样一样的灾殃临到。
And after that is one plague after the other.
首先是让他生活不方便。
First of all is the inconvenience in their life.
再来就是攻击他们的牲畜。
Second is to attack their livestock.
再来就是攻击到人的身上。
The third is to stop.To start to attack their physical.
最后一个灾就是把埃及所有的长子、头胎的牲畜全部杀掉。
And the last plague is to kill all the firstborn in the land of Egypt.
所以在硬心的法老最后都说：“赶快啊，以色列人，你们赶快走，不然我们埃及人会死光了。”
After the last plague, Pharaoh begged the Israelites to leave the land.
然后来以色列人说：“好啊，要我们走可以啊。”
And the Israelites replied, "It is all right if you want us to leave."
金银衣服拿来。
Please give me all your gold, silver, and your clothes.
所以就把埃及的财物把他们全部带走。
By doing so, they took away all the wealth from the land of Egypt.
所以他们在那边做奴隶呀、啊，啊，得不到一些报酬。
Now they were enslaved in the land of Egypt.
要离开的时候，神为他们伸冤。
Before they left the land, God vengeance for them.
他们也借着这些金银啊，后来就建造会幕。
And using this gold and silver, they built the tabernacle.
哎，要行最后一个灾殃的时候，神叫他们呢、啊，要守逾越节。
Before the last plague, the Lord asked them to observe the Passover.
这是在十二章。
It was recorded in Exodus chapter
12. 杀羔羊，把血抹在门上。
To kill the lamb.To slaughter the lamb and smear the blood over the doorframe.
天使啊，进到埃及家里，看到长子就杀。
That the angel came and they enter into the household of Egyptians and kill all the firstborn.
但是有血迹要的，他就不进去了。
And if there is a sign of blood on the doorframe, then the angel will refrain from.
所以借着逾越节的羔羊，让他们保全生命。
Their life was spared through the lamb of Passover.
那这个逾越节的羔羊就是耶稣基督了。
This lamb symbolized Jesus Christ.
因为他被杀，我们才能够保全生命。
Because he was killed, that our life was spared.
所以这个旧约跟新约的圣经是对照起来的。
We can make reference between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
以色列人得到保全生命。
Israelites, their life were spared.
所以十三章神说啊，得生的牲畜，得生的人啊，都要归我。
In chapter 13, God said to them that the firstborn belongs to me.
所以头胎的属神。
Therefore, the firstborn belongs to God.
本来他们要终身服侍神的。
And they were supposed to serve God in the entirety.
后来神就借着利未人来代替以色列一切头生的。
After that, God chose the Levites to replace all the firstborn.
得生的每一个人啊，出生的时候都要交半色克勒银子。
All the firstborn, if there's a firstborn, the family must contribute half shekels of silver.
啊，这个叫做赎命银。
That's the silver for the redemption of their life.
你有钱不能够多缴，没有钱也不能够少缴。
That if you have more money, you cannot offer more, or nor can you offer any less.
每一个人头生的都是交半色克勒。
That if there is a firstborn, a half shekel of silver is required.
啊，这个在逾越节的晚上啊，他们吃逾越节筵席的时候啊，因为埃及长子都被杀了。
And also, they have to partake on the banquet of Passover.
法老就半夜把摩西叫去。
Because all the firstborn were killed in the land of Egypt, therefore Pharaoh called upon Moses in the middle of the night. That he asked Moses to leave along with the Israelites. The Israelites left the land of Egypt in the middle of the night.
所以离开埃及以后啊，神没有把他们带到腓力斯地啊，一下子就过去了，把他们带到红海边。
That right after they left the land of Egypt, God did not lead them into the land of Philistine, but lead them right to the Red Sea.
以色列人看到说啊，前面红海，后面埃及追兵，他们又哭又叫。
Then the Israelites realized that the Red Sea is in the front, and the army of Egyptians behind them. Therefore, they were crying out.
摩西说：“安静，安静，不要作声。”
Moses said to them, "Be quiet and be silent."
你们主要看神怎么为我们征战。
Be silent. Watch how the Lord will battle for us.
神叫摩西说：“把拐杖伸到海里，海水温开，他们就过去了。”
The Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your staff and point to the Red Sea." Then the Red Sea parted.
后来以色列埃及人被跟下去，海水复流，全部把他们淹死在。
After that, the Egyptian army followed the Israelites, went under the Red Sea, and they were all drunken underneath.
以色列人过红海以后，在岸边就唱歌跳舞啊，很高兴。
After the Israel reached the other side of the Red Sea, they sing hymns and they dance.
但是15:22开始啊，离开红海边就开始走旷野路了。
Chapter 15, verse 22 and on, that they start their journey in the desert.
他来到马拉苦水。
That they have reached Mara, which means the bitter water.
三天没有水喝了。
They have gone without water for 3 days.
看到水，赶快要去喝，但是苦的不能喝。
That they saw the fountain, they tried to drink, but they found out the water was bitter.
开始发怨言。
Therefore, they start to grumble and complain.
摩西祷告神。
And Moses prayed to God.
所以神就给他们解决的方法。
The Lord provided a solution for them.
神说啊，这个是一个考试，要让他们听从神的律法。
The Lord said this is only a test, to see if they will observe the laws.
所以从离开了红海要到西乃山这一段过程啊，神给他们很多的考验。
The Red Sea all the way to Mount Sinai, the Lord provide many trials for them.
走了一个月啊，食物没有了。
After 1 month in the desert, they ran out of food.
所以神从天上降玛拿给他们吃。
Manna came down from heaven.
后来没有水了。
They ran out of water.
接着摩西用杖去击打磐石，磐石流出水来给他们喝。
Moses struck the rock with his staff, and water came out of it.
亚玛利人来吗
？Amalekites came.
叫耶稣亚带军队去跟他们打仗。
Moses commanded Joshua to lead the army and battle with the Amalekites.
摩西跑到山上去举手祷告。
Moses went up to the mountain and prayed.
他一举手，以色列人得胜；手一垂下来。亚玛利人得胜。
Every time he raised his hand, the Israel triumphed. And when his hand comes down, the Amalekite triumphed.
所以我们看到说，他们过红海以后很多考验。
After they crossed the Red Sea, they ran into many trials.
他们怎样度过
？How did they overcome the trial?
第一个就是要有属灵的粮食， 天上来的食物。
First of all, they need the food from heaven.
第二个就是磐石出水。
Second, they have
让他们解渴。
That they need water from the rock.
然后借着祷告来打胜亚玛利人。
The third is through the prayer to overcome the Amalekites.
那这都是我们现在信主以后啊，所必要经历的一些属灵经验了。
After we believe in Christ, all these are the trial and experience that we must go
through. 信耶稣以后要天天解玛拿。
After we believe in Christ, we must pick manna every day.
要把神的道轰轰烈烈存在心里面。
We must store the words of the Lord abundantly.
要让圣灵充满。
We must be filled by the Holy Spirit.
才有属灵的力量。
That's when we can have spiritual strength.
因为亚玛利人就是魔鬼啊。
Because the Amalekite represent Satan.
他要把以色列人杀掉，不要让他们进到迦南地的。
Amalekite came try to slaughter all the Israel.
所以一定要起来跟他们征战，要把他们完全消灭。
Therefore, we must stand up and battle with them.
所以这叫属灵的食物，属灵的粮，属灵的粮食，属灵的活水，还有属灵的征战。
All these are referring to the spiritual food, spiritual living water, and the spiritual battle.
十八章就讲到把百姓组织起来了。
Chapter 18 is how Moses organized the people.
因为他们本来在埃及啊是一个乌合之众，没有组织的群众。
Now when they were in Egypt.They were without any organization.
他说摩西一个人要带领200万人呐、啊，很辛苦。
It is indeed difficult for Moses to lead 2 million people.
耶稣就跟他建议说：“你这样做不好了。”
Therefore, Jethro made the suggestion to him.
也要把百姓哦，有才干的人把他组织起来。
That you must organize and select the talent.
有千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长。
You must find the leader for 1,150.
他平时有什么事情，他们就去管理了。
For any daily routines or matters that they can handle on their own.
啊，重要的事情才到你这里来。
Only the important task that comes to you.
啊，所以你可以多一点的时间呐、啊，思考一些重大的事情。
So that Moses could have more time to make decisions on more important matters.
啊，也可以呀、啊，花更多的时间祷告神。
And he can also spend more time to pray to God.
啊，也可以借着这样训练很多很多的工人出来。
And also through this, many workers can be trained.
其实这都是我们现在教会要做的了。
All this need to be done in our church.
十九章就来到了西乃山下喽。
Chapter 19, they were at Mount Sinai.
而且他们在西乃山下待了将近10个月左右。
They spent about 10 months in Mount Sinai.
在这么长的时间，他们做两件事情。
They have accomplished 2 tasks, in this 10 months.
19-24 章啊，就是跟神立约。
In chapter 19 to chapter 24, they made a covenant with God.
19章，我们看第四节。
Chapter 19, verse 4.
19章第4节。我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了、啊，且看见我是如鹰将你们跌在翅膀上带来归我。第五节
，verse five。
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就在万民中做我的子民，因为全地是我的。第六节
，verse six。
你们要为我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民，这些话你们要告诉以色列人。所以神把他们带来以后啊，神就宣告说：“我为什么要把你们带出来
？”After God brought them to Mount Sinai, God proclaimed to them the reason God led them to here all the way.
神说啊，这个全地都是我的。
The Lord said, "The whole earth is mine."
天地万物都是神造的。
That everything in heaven and on earth.
本来人也是神造的。
Man was created by Him.
所以所有的主权啊，都在神。
That the Lord has sovereignty over all.
但是因为人犯罪以后啊，就落在魔鬼所下。
After men sinned against God, that they came under the control of Satan.
所以魔鬼在掌管世界，做世界上的王。
Satan became the ruler of the world.
但是神要把他所造的世界从撒旦的权势之下重新把它夺回来。
That God will once again take back the world that He created from the hand of Satan.
所以他就先借着拣选亚伯拉罕的祖孙。
Therefore, first He chose the descendants of Abraham.
啊，应许给他们福气。
And promised them the great blessing.
说让你们做属神的子民，祭司的国度。
So that they can become the kingdom of priesthood, the holy nation.
以色列人说：“好啊，我们要做祭司的国度啊。”
And of course, Israelites replied gladly that they want to be the kingdom of priesthood.
他们跟摩西说：“啊，好了、啊，神讲的，我们都要听从啊。”
And they say to Moses that they will listen to whatever God say to them.
那后来，神在那个西乃山上，雷轰闪电呐、啊，啊，又很大的那个声音呐、啊，在那里降临。
The Lord descends.Mount Sinai with thunder and a loud voice.
以色列人就吓得发抖。
The Israelites were terrified and trembled.
他们跟摩西说啊，还是神跟你讲话就好了，我神不必跟我们直接讲话。
Then they say to Moses, please, As the Lord only speak to you, do not speak to us.
所以神本来要让他们做祭司的国度吧。
At first, the Lord wants to make them the kingdom of priesthood.
就是每人人都可以逐渐到神面前，但是他们没有办法接受。
Which means that everyone can come to the Lord and pray to the Lord. However, they cannot fulfill.
所以旧约时代还是要透过祭司啦，献祭。
Therefore, in the Old Testament, they still need to make all sacrifice to the priest.
彼得前书二章第九节说到新约时代啊，祭司的国度实现。
In 1 Peter chapter 2, they said that in the New Testament, the kingdom of priesthood is fulfilled.
我讲有些圣经节你们要记下来。
The verses that I refer to, please write it down.
彼得前书二章第九节。
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
所以旧约的祭司国度没有实现，到新约才实现。
That the kingdom of priesthood did not fulfill in the Old Testament, but only come to realization.
我们现在是万人祭司啊，所有的人都可以做祭司。
Now we are in the kingdom of priesthood. Everyone can pray to the Lord direct.
我们可以到神的面前直接向他祷告。
We can come to the front of the Lord and pray to Him.
因为幔子已经打开了，我们可以到施恩座前。
Because the veil, the curtain is open, we can come to the seat of atonement.
然后我们今天的信徒就是要成为神跟世人的中保。
And the believers today must be the mediator between God and other people.
神的恩典要透过我们来传扬给世人。
That God's blessing should be spread to others through us.
世人要借着我们来看到神的荣耀。
And also through us, that other people shall witness the glory of God.
所以我们现在是新约时代的祭司。
Therefore, we are all the priests in the New Testament.
所以神在西乃山上向他们宣告啊，宣告十条诫命。
The Lord proclaimed Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai.
然后把一些啊他们的一些民法，还有一些宗教的礼仪啊，统统向他们宣告。
Also, the law made known to them the law of ritual and the law of regulation.
所以以色列人的律法是世界上最早最完备的律法。
The law of Israel is the earliest law and the most complete law.
离现在3500年以前就有。
It was established 3500 years ago.
所以圣经里面讲到说，神的律法是圣洁尊贵的王者的律法。
The Bible indicate that the law of the Lord is holy and pure.
它是规定到人对神的责任，还有社会上人跟人之间的责任。
It regulates the relationship between man and God, and also man and man.
啊，到了24章啊，就是神跟以色列百姓立约。
In chapter 24, the Lord made a covenant with the Israelites.
所以他们要宰牛羊。
That they have to slaughter the animal.
啊，把血啊分成两盘。
And they have poured the blood into two different bowls.
一盘倒在祭坛下。
One is underneath the altar.
啊，另外一盘呢、啊，先把那个约书啊，就是神跟百姓立约的书啊，先把它读一遍。立约的条文呢，读一遍。
Also, the first they read through all the covenants that the Lord made with them.
然后再把一半的血啊洒在百姓身上。
And after they read through the covenant, the content of the covenant, they spread the blood over the people.
所以神给以色列百姓立约。
That the Lord made a covenant with the Israel.
他立完约以后啊，说以色列长老啊，他们在山上、啊、在神的筵席当中，在那里吃吃喝喝。
And after the covenant, in here says that the elders of Israel, they ate and drank on Mount Sinai, and they also
说神的所诫没有伤害到他们的身上。
And they saw God, then God did not punish them.
因为他们已经跟神立约了，有血做记号。
Because they have made a covenant with the Lord, and there is the blood to be the evidence.
啊，神就叫摩西啊上到西乃山顶。
The Lord asked Moses to climb to the top of Mount Sinai.
啊，40昼夜没有吃饭，没有喝水。
In 40 days without any food or drink.
啊，神就指示他啊造会幕。
And the law provides the instruction for the tabernacle.
然后把十条诫命用手指头写好。
He also carved the Ten Commandments on two stone tablets.
两块石板叫摩西带下来。
And the Lord asked Moses to carry these two stone tablets down with him.
所以从二十五章啊，一直到，三十章、三十一章啊，这里都是讲到啊，怎么造会幕。
From chapter 25 to chapter 31 is the instruction of building the tabernacle.
这里面很详细的内容啊。
It was described in detail.
啊，包括会幕里面所有圣器啊，还有祭司的服装啊，祭司怎么来啊服侍神。
Including the holy vessels, the dress for the priest.And also the proper way for the priest to serve.
还有找谁来建造会幕。
Also, who is to be found to build this tabernacle?
可是神居住主殿的。
That the Lord has appointed the person.
啊，然后呼召一些有智慧的人来帮助。
And the Lord also called upon the men with wisdom to help.
啊，说因为他们本来有智慧。啊、他们又有无数的心、啊、神就给他们更多的智慧
because they have wisdom and have the heart of servitude therefore the Lord grant more blessing on them to help、
啊、就谈到三十一章、啊、就是神主事要让他们造会幕
that was recorded in chapter 21 chapter 31
三十二章到三十四章、啊、就是插进去
from chapter 32 to chapter 34It was inserted.
因为摩西在山上很久没有下来。
Because Moses was on the top of the mountain for a long time.
以色列人说，摩西到底发生了什么事情？我们怎么一天，哎，一天在这边一直等
？Therefore, the Israelites start to wonder what happened to Moses that they have been waiting for so long.
所以他们就叫亚伦说：“你帮我们造个神呐、
啊。”Therefore.The Israelites asked Aaron to make a god for them.
因为那个摩西不晓得发生了什么事情嘛。
They say they did not know what happened to Moses.
啊，把我们带到这里来，就把我们丢着。
The Moses led us here and he forsook us.
啊，亚伦就说：“好吧，你们把你们的碗什么通通金器都拿来。
”And Aaron said, and Aaron asked them to bring all their adornments.
后来为他们造金牛。
And build a golden calf for them.